So, has someone ever disappointed you? Someone that just you thought was going to supposed to do something good, but in the end they either covered something up or they if you will, lied or didn't do what you expected, and it was just disappointing. And then, of course, you probably know where I'm going with this, of course, with the church and the whole crisis or whatever that we're going through right now, is it's something that's disappointed, something that was heinous, something that was awful, that was just bad. But yet, people covered it up. Yet, people chose not to say anything. Yet, people chose to, if you will, move on and not think about it. And I think this goes to show you that we shouldn't put our full trust in humans. Because, as we all know, we are all sinners, right? That we all will make bad decisions. We'll all make bad judgments. That we all do something wrong. Of course, some people might do worse than what we do. But yet, we are all sinners. You will sin, I will sin, everybody sins. But yet, we expect some people to know better, to basically be able to do better, but then they disappoint us. And I think that goes to show us where our faith, where our trust needs to ultimately be. That we are all sinners, we are all humans, we will make mistakes, we will make bad judgments. Our faith shouldn't solely and fully be in humans. Because how much you want to bet, you probably also disappointed other people as well. That it's one of those things we should not put our full faith in humanity. But that doesn't mean to not trust humans. That does not mean that there are not good and holy people who are out there day after day doing the best that they can. But our faith should ultimately be in God. Our faith should be what we hear in the gospel reading today, that St. Peter said, Lord, or I should say, Master, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Basically meaning the whole fact that why would we leave you? Why would we leave you? Why would we do something else? Because you have the words of life. That you have those words that will ultimately get us into heaven. You have the world that quite honestly forgives sins, that shows mercy, that shows love to us. Why would we leave? Some things are hard. Some things are difficult. Some things are disappointing. And that our faith should be in Christ. Our faith should be in the person who died for our sins because he wants you to be with him in heaven. That he wants you with him. The whole reason why Jesus came on earth was for us. No other means, no other reason, but because God loves us so much that we shouldn't put all our faith in humanity because we will be disappointed. But we should put our faith, our trust in God who will never disappoint you. Yes, he might not do what you necessarily want. Like, God, give me this. Very specifically, he might not actually do that, but he will give you what you need. I think that's something for us to take in, especially when people disappoint us in the world, not only, of course, in the church, but other people, that our faith should be in God. Our faith should be in our Creator. Our faith should be in the person who loves us. Not in humanity. Again, I just want to repeat, that doesn't mean you can't trust humans. You can fully trust humans. But sometimes, all of us do is make a mistake. That it is, at times, hard to live this Christian life. That it is hard for us to live the life we live as best as we can, going to Christ day in and day out. It's a difficult life. But it's something that we should take heart in the gospel, that we should never leave, because ultimately it is Christ that has our benefit for us, that loves us, that wants us. Our faith should be in God, fully in God. That's ultimately a person who won't disappoint us. So that's what I want to leave with you today, is to think about that, is that our faith is in God, our trust is in God, and we will never be disappointed.